From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The combat mission for U.S. Marines in Afghanistan is formally over. NPR's Sean Carber reports Marines who've been stationed in Afghanistan's Helmand province are returning home after the U.S. transferred control of the base to Afghanistan's army.
For 24 hours, a seemingly endless stream of flights hauled the Marines as well as the last British forces from Camps Leatherneck and Bastion in Helmand Province. The last Marine battalion to serve in Afghanistan is now at Kandahar Airfield. Colonel Patrick Grimuglia says they are packing up everything from rifles to helicopters to transport back to the U.S.
And our goal is to get everybody home by Thanksgiving.
The Marines deployed to Helmand in 2009 to bolster British forces who were facing a growing Taliban insurgency. A small number of U.S. Army troops will remain in Helmand to continue training Afghan forces. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
A British chemistry teacher is pleading guilty to supporting the self-proclaimed Islamic State terror group, which has been expanding its hold in Iraq and Syria. Today, Jamshed Javid confessed that he intended to travel to Syria to join ISIS. The 30-year-old former teacher will be sentenced this December, 1 year after he was arrested. Virginia is the latest state to mandate new rules for all travelers who arrive from Ebola-affected parts of West Africa. NPR's Jason Bobian says the tightest controls will be on returning healthcare workers.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's administration says it's starting immediately. Anyone arriving from Liberia, Guinea, or Sierra Leone will be monitored for 21 days. Travelers deemed to be at low risk of carrying Ebola will be asked to take their temperature twice a day and check in with local health officials daily. This may be as simple as just a phone call. Returning healthcare workers, however, will be visited in person each day for 3 weeks. The government may bar them from using public transportation, attending mass gatherings, or providing clinical care during this monitoring period. Doctors and nurses who had a high-risk exposure while in West Africa, a needle stick or a breach in their protective suits, will be placed under mandatory quarantines at their homes. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Washington.
A 14-year-old girl has died from a gunshot wound sustained in a Washington State high school shooting Friday. Dr. Joanne Roberts, the chief medical officer at Providence Regional Medical Center, read a prepared statement today from Gia Soriano's family.
We are devastated by this senseless tragedy. Gia is our beautiful daughter, and words cannot express how much we will miss her.
Soriano's death brings to three the number of people who died, including the gunman, Jalen Freiberg. Authorities say he apparently killed himself. Three students remain hospitalized. Two of them are in critical condition. Authorities say the motive for the shooting last week is still unknown. From Washington, this is NPR News. A Methodist pastor who was defrocked after he officiated at the wedding of his gay son is being allowed to remain an ordained minister. That's the ruling today of the Judicial Council of the nation's second largest Protestant organization. It says a Pennsylvania church jury was wrong to defrock Frank Schaefer, who had become a gay rights activist and urged other Methodists to support full inclusion of gays and lesbians in the church. President Obama is traveling to five states this week, hoping to help Democrats who are running for governor. Chuck Kurmbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports the president's first stop tomorrow is in Milwaukee.
Polls in Wisconsin show Democratic challenger Mary Burke in a close race with incumbent Republican Governor Scott Walker. President Obama's recent approval rating in the state is just below 50%, but Burke says the president's visit can boost her campaign.
I welcome the president coming here, and he still is popular, particularly in certain areas.
Scott Walker has criticized both the Obama visit and one made last Friday for Burke by former President Bill Clinton. Walker says those are signs that Washington wants to control Wisconsin. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kurmbach in Milwaukee.
The number of pending home sales has risen slightly. The National Association of Realtors reading on September's performance rose 0.3% to an index of 105. Price increases and difficulty in securing loans played a role in restricting home buying activity. Dow is down 19 points at 16,786. S&P 500 off 7 at 1958. NASDAQ down 12 at 4472. This is NPR News.